people stop asking, what's wrong with me? And start asking, what is my body trying to tell me? Your symptoms are messengers. Your reactions are information. And your healing journey becomes a collaboration with the incredible wisdom your body has been holding all along. The trauma healing journey isn't just about recovery. It's about discovering who you can become when you're no longer held back by the past.
Welcome to this episode of the Biology of Trauma podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. Today is actually release day for the Biology of Trauma book. I'm surprised that the book has already hit several Amazon bestseller lists in different categories. In this episode, I share important concepts from my book. And let's be honest, how many of you are actually going to read the book from start to finish? So I sit down with Dr. Partha Nandi, author of Heal Your Gut, Save Your Brain, and then highlight five key insights from the book that will transform how you understand trauma and the body. You can find more, of course, on biologyoftrauma.com/book.
Thank you for you taking the time and sharing a little bit about this amazing work. Tell me about, first of all, this and why you think it's important. Why did you write it?
I wrote it really for the person who I used to be. And I used to be the person who, despite all of my education, despite even being a very, I would say, high-performing person, I didn't realize how much trauma my body was holding. And I didn't realize it until I got very sick. And so I really wrote it for that person who also is going through their life. They're busy. They've got a lot of things going on. They're ignoring their body a little bit, thinking that I can push through, I can be okay, things will be fine. And then something might happen if we don't actually understand the signs from the body. Being able to share people, what is the message behind many of the symptoms that we have, and recognizing when that is a message of trauma and overwhelm, and being able to do something about it before it becomes a disease or diagnosis.
Will you be able to share with us, like, what happened? You said you got sick. What happened?
In 2014, I woke up one morning unable to get out of bed.
Oh, wow.
And this had never happened before. I had been the person who had run 5 marathons. I would hop on my bike and ride 100 miles without thinking about it. I was always so active. I was a general surgery resident. And so I was working long hours. So for me to not actually be able to get out of bed was a huge wake-up call for me that something was going on in my body that I needed to figure out. It was very scary. And to realize that something so serious was going on that I may not have that life that I wanted to be able to have. And that's then what spurred me on to figure out what is going on. What are those answers? I didn't find it in conventional medicine, which was interesting since I was in the middle of that at the time.
Many people who will be listening to this are doctors, but if you're not, when you're a surgery resident, there's no other experience like it. Literally, you're waking up super early in the morning and you're working all day. It's very much like you're on. It's hard to describe. Probably going to upset some people, but there's no touchy-feely at all. I remember my experience. I wasn't a student. I wasn't a resident. But you just go in there and there's not a lot of time for any. Forget about looking at trauma. There's no time for even thinking about anything else. You're just constantly working. So this is an incredible time. And I think you talk about it in the book that trauma is, I love this concept. Trauma is biology, not psychology. Because a lot of people think you've had trauma, it's up here. Yeah, it is up here, but it's actually a biological state. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Because that was very interesting to me.
It was when this happened, this health crisis for me, that I looked at my own scorecard. And I'm looking at, I'm overweight, I'm depressed, I'm anxious, I am on 2 mood medications already. I now have chronic fatigue syndrome. And then we discovered autoimmunity. And it was while I'm in this forced stillness, because it got so bad I had to take a medical leave, that I'm looking at my own body scorecard and realizing, wait a second, each one of these things is related to adverse childhood experiences. But I'm looking at my childhood and I'm like, I don't see trauma. Why would my body be the same as someone who did have a high ACE score? And that was then what led me into figuring out, like, Lynn, I'm missing something about trauma. And it has become my biology. How? Why? And this is the work that I've done. And it's been fascinating to actually be able to understand the mechanism by which something can happen in our earlier life, sometimes even generational trauma, if you want to include that. And it's things that we won't even remember, maybe things that happen even in our pre-verbal years, but they get formed in our body and our nervous system and actually then cause us to get sick 20, 30, 40 years later.
And you talk about the biology of being stuck, right? And that's what you're alluding to, that you get stuck, right?
That is one of the elements of a trauma response. And so there's an acute trauma response that can happen in the moment, and then it becomes chronic. And when it becomes chronic, we're still going to see those elements of that trauma response and how our body keeps us alive, how our body helps us survive what feels unsurvivable in that moment. And stuckness is a big part of it. In the trauma therapy space, they call it the functional freeze, this idea that there's this element of paralysis that lingers in your life, perhaps in relationships, in your health, where you're not able to have that growth and expansion that a person is seeking.
And it's so true. I've treated thousands of patients with chronic pain, fatigue, and this conversation. And people come to see me and they've seen multiple doctors before they see someone like yourself, because nobody has a solution. It's so amazing for people who are listening is that this is widespread. And that's why the book, you know, we didn't talk about the title. It's The Biology of Trauma, How the Body Holds Fear, Pain, and Overwhelm. This is Dr. Amy Apigian, and she's talking to us about this, and it's super important. Now, we've talked about the problem, but what's nice about, there's some books, Dr. Amy, they've got like all these problems, and then you're left hanging this. Then what do I do? But this book actually also gives you some solutions. And can you talk about that? Because people want to know, hey, okay, I get it. There's a problem that could be happening with me, because lots of folks who are listening that probably have the same symptoms. What are some of the pathways to heal? And that you clearly went through, because you're amazing and you're doing really well. How did you heal? And how could folks that are reading this book understand how to heal?
For me, this is the message of hope, just like you're speaking to, where when we understand the science, then we can know what are the leverage points that we have. If we still don't understand the mechanism by which the body experiences trauma, how are we going to help it get out? We're going to keep calling it stress, or maybe continue to do what I used to do, Dr. Nandi. I used to tell my patients, you should really go talk to someone about that. I had no idea the depth and the extent to which these emotional wounds were being held by the body and impacting us at the cellular level. So once we understand this, we can see, oh, I am going to need to support my mitochondria. I am going to need to take antioxidants. I am going to need to do those things that will directly create a biology of safety so that I can get out of this biology of trauma that will only accumulate over time. So yes, it brings in all of these, what I call repair tools. And that's the whole third section of the book, the repair tools, with this focus on how is it actually impacting the biology. So I go through somatic work. I introduce somatic work, somatic trauma therapy exercises, as a way of directly impacting and shifting our inner biological state. I then talk about the different parts of us that we can have, the part of us that wants to have that cake for dinner, the part of us that says you really shouldn't and you should have the salad for dinner. We have these competing parts inside of us, and they can be at war and cause us a lot of stress. And so even that can actually shift our biological state. And I show how in the book, as well as the then biology tools and how to apply them in a way that will actually help someone specifically with their trauma work and recovery.
That's awesome. And I give respect to a lot of people who write about stuff and they write about things and they give their opinion. But what's nice about Dr. Amy's book, The Biology of Trauma, is that she gives specific immune markers, right? Talks about, for example, she talks about heart rate variability and how that really is a key marker of trauma-related autonomic dysregulation. I use heart rate variability in my patients who are suffering from things like fatigue and pain. She talks about mitochondrial dysfunction. For those of you who may not know what that is, the mitochondria is kind of like the powerhouse of your cell. Guess what? If it's not functioning optimally, you're not going to have the energy you need to be able to do these things. So a lot of markers, she talks about the actual biology. For a person like me and Dr. Amy, who I think we straddle both sides of medicine. What I mean by that is we were both trained in traditional medicine, Western medicine, which is fantastic. It's absolutely great. But we also realize that there's another side that traditional doctors that we all know and respect really don't address. This is nice that we kind of couple Western, Eastern medicine, so to speak. This book does that. So it's not just, I'll use this word, it's not just, oh, you just go and do this and that. There's no proof. She talks about markers that we know in medicine that are very significant. So that's why I love it. Listen, I'm biased. I endorse this book, and I love the fact that you wrote this book. And I think it's important to tell people, hey, I love this book, but two things. What differentiates this from other books that are maybe talking about this in some level? And also, where can people buy the book? Because they're like, oh, I love this and I want to get it. Where can they get it?
They can get it at biologyoftrauma.com. And there's a whole resource page related to this book. I'm including my nervous system reset, 5 days of somatic exercises that I have found are super powerful to shift one's inner state. So I'm including that with the book for anyone who purchases the book elsewhere on Amazon, and you still want to come and get that resource, biologyoftrauma.com is your place. What makes this book different? Dr. Nandi, as I look at the industry as a whole, I'll be curious to hear your thoughts, because what I've seen is that there's been this movement towards being trauma-informed. We have clinicians, we have nurses, we have institutions attempting to be trauma-informed. And that is, I think, moving in the right direction, but then it's still falling short. Being aware of trauma and yet not having any of the knowledge to do something different isn't helping patients. And so I really wanted to make this book be something that could take a person into the science without overwhelming them with the science. So yes, it is true that in my book, it's in chapter 4 exactly, that I go into the cells. And let's go look at the cells and see what is happening in our mitochondria that is different in a trauma response than from a stress response. So many of the books that I've seen really don't differentiate between what makes this a trauma for someone, what makes this a trauma for me, and how is that different from stress, so that I know really what is the impact on my body, what is the pathway that I'm looking at needing to go on because it was a trauma, not just for my psyche, but for myself. And then I go into the system level. And what I wanted to explain in this book is wisdom of the body. You talk about this a lot, this ability of the body to do so much of the innate healing when it has what it needs. Why doesn't it have what it needs to be able to innately recover from a trauma? Well, our body does. And I lay out the systems approach that happens, how the body experiences trauma, but then how it's designed to come out of that and what are those blocks. And that was really important then for me to also share in this book is, what are those blocks so that people could understand, where do I start? And it may be different for one person or another. And so that was really hard for me to be able to explain all of this in only 80,000 words in a book, because I'm looking at how do I help someone be able to personalize this to them when it's not a one size fits all protocol. And so that was really hard for me to be able to explain all of this in only 80,000 words in a book, because I'm looking at how do I help someone be able to personalize this to them when it's not a one size fits all protocol. And that is, I think, what differentiates my book from someone else's book, is this idea that, no, I'm clearly saying it is not one approach. It is not only one thing that you have to do, and it's not the right thing for everyone. It is an integrative approach. You're going to need to look at your mind and your body and your biology, and that is then how we personalize it to someone and say, what is the biggest block for you right now? And then let's just start there, because I know that you've seen patients in overwhelm, and you give them these long protocols, and this is all the stuff that we need to do, and they get overwhelmed and they never come back. And so being able to break it down for them is, we just start with one step. Here's the first step. That's what I wanted to do with this book as well.
I think it's so important for you to be able to make sure people understand it. And I think that's a huge differentiating point. Not only are you a patient, but you're also a healer. It's amazing when a healer experiences the pain, right? The problem, and then knows from experience how difficult it is. And then you discovered the solution, and now you're giving it to the world, which is, I think, fantastic. I think that, to me, that was a huge differentiating point. And I went on your website, biologyoftrauma.com. It's a beautiful website. I think like for people, you can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Bookshop, Target.
The book officially comes out. Again, I will be sharing my 5-day nervous system reset with people who are purchasing the book, no matter where you're purchasing it from, come. And then as you read the book, you will see that I mention specific resources. So I specifically mention an art narrative process that was extremely helpful for Miguel, who I foster and adopted. And I'm sharing that with you. And so as a person reads the book, they'll be able to see what other resources they have, including even a nervous system journal. And I'll have all of that on biologyoftrauma.com website as well.
Nice. That's awesome. And I'll tell you, I think it's your book is going to do really well. The main important thing is I think you're going to be able to affect lots of people's lives. So, you know, I appreciate you doing this. I think it's going to be amazing that you can share this knowledge with everybody.
My journey into understanding trauma's impact on the body began when I adopted Miguel from foster care while I was in medical school. Then years later, I would be faced with my own health crisis, forcing me to confront how one cannot even know they have had trauma, and yet the body and their biology have been deeply affected. It was my development of chronic fatigue, autoimmunity, anxiety, depression, and weight gain that started me on this journey to discover the biology of trauma. I'm going to share with you 5 key insights from my book that will transform your understanding of how the body, not just the mind, experiences trauma, repair, and healing. Insight number 1, trauma isn't what happens to you. It's what happens inside you. This insight comes from one of the most important quotes in trauma research from Dr. Gabor Mate, who wrote the foreword to my book. In his groundbreaking work, The Myth of Normal, he states, "Trauma is not what happens to you. It's what happens inside you as a result of what happened to you." This completely revolutionizes how we think about trauma. We've been focused on the wrong thing, the event, when what actually matters is our body's internal response. Our body follows a precise 5-step sequence during any overwhelming experience. It starts with the startle, then stress, hitting the wall of powerlessness, the freeze, and finally the shutdown. These aren't random steps. It's actually your body's universal and instinctual survival programming, more powerful than logic or conscious thought. I learned this when working with Miguel, my adopted son, who would go from playful child to complete rage in seconds. What looked like behavioral problems was actually his nervous system cycling through the steps of this universal trauma response. His body was doing exactly what it was designed to do to survive overwhelming experiences from his early life. And here's what's remarkable. Whether you're facing an oncoming car, receiving devastating news, or experiencing childhood neglect, your body moves through these same steps. The trigger may be different. Physical danger, emotional overwhelm, or chronic powerlessness, but the internal experience is identical. This means that someone who lived through a car accident and someone who experienced emotional abuse as a child are processing similar internal landscapes. Understanding the sequence gives us a roadmap, not just for how we enter trauma states, but for how we can safely come out of them. When we know the steps, we can trace them back in reverse to find our way back home to safety and ourselves. Insight number 2, your body has a critical line between growth and breakdown. Everyone has an invisible line inside them. I call it a critical line of overwhelm. And this separates us from experiences that grow us from those that break us. Think of it like a bicep muscle that can handle increasing weight in the gym until it suddenly tears. Your nervous system works the same way. And this line is constantly shifting based on your current capacity and the stressors you meet in your day. This line gets crossed in 2 ways: too much too fast or too little for too long. A car accident happening in seconds can be too much too fast. There's no time for your nervous system to adapt to the circumstances. But chronic fatigue can develop from too little support for too long. Like a marathon runner who never gets rest, never gets adequate recovery. Eventually, their body will break down. What makes this tricky is that your line moves every day. The same situation that energizes you on a well-rested day might overwhelm you when you're depleted. I've seen judges make dramatically different parole decisions based simply on whether they'd had a break or not. Studies show that judges make dramatically different parole decisions based simply on whether they've had a break or not. 65% favorable rulings after a break versus nearly 0% when they were fatigued. The problem is we often mistake trauma for stress. When we cross that critical line into overwhelm, we're not just stressed. We're in a fundamentally different psychological and physiological state. Trying to manage trauma with stress reduction techniques is like trying to treat a ruptured tendon with ice instead of surgery. It might provide temporary relief, but it won't address the fundamental injury. Understanding where your line is and what moves it changes everything about how you approach healing. Instead of pushing through or managing symptoms, you will learn to recognize when you're approaching overwhelm and either increase your capacity or decrease the demand before you cross that line. Insight number three, your cells experience trauma too. This insight was foundational for me as a physician. Trauma is not just psychological, it's biological, reaching all the way down to your mitochondria and your DNA. Your mitochondria are the tiny powerhouses in every cell that make your energy. When you cross that critical line of overwhelm, your cells engage their own emergency brake called the cell danger response. Just like your nervous system shuts down for protection, your cellular powerhouses, your mitochondria, shift from efficient energy production to barely surviving. They literally change shape, becoming round and rigid instead of long and flexible. And they switch to a backup energy system that produces less energy, but can function under threat. This cellular shutdown creates a cascade of effects throughout your body. Your brain fog happens. It's your neurons struggling to function with compromised energy production. Your digestive system goes into stress. It's your gut cells unable to maintain their protective barrier function. Chronic pain may develop, and no, this is not just in your head. It's microinflammation from changes in blood flow from cells stuck in danger mode. This is why we can't just think our way out of trauma patterns. When someone experiences trauma, whether it's an event, a loss, neglect, the exhaustion isn't just on an emotional level. Their cells have literally changed how they produce energy. Despite being a physician who understood the importance of lifestyle, diet, and exercise, I discovered this in my own health crisis. My mitochondria had become so compromised that no amount of willpower or caffeine could overcome the biological reality of cellular shutdown. When we ignore this biological reality and try to push through with willpower alone, we often make things worse. We're asking cells that are already in crisis mode to try to perform at full capacity, and they can't. Thus, the healing journey requires supporting our biology, giving our cells what they need to come out of danger mode and return to safety and optimal function. Insight number four, you can rewire your nervous system through an essential sequence. Here is where hope enters the picture. Your body comes out of trauma following the same precise sequence it used to go in, but now in reverse. There is an essential sequence, and the body just needs this sequence to be able to come back and reset to safety. The essential sequence starts with providing safety, and then support, and then expansion. It's like a car that is spinning out of control. You first need to stop the spinning. This is the first step of safety. Then you can get the car pointed in the right direction that you want it to go, and this is the support step of the essential sequence. Then you can accelerate and move down the road towards your destination, and this is the expansion step of the essential sequence. Most people skip the safety phase, though, and jump straight into deep processing, and this often re-traumatizes them. I worked with a yoga teacher who had a severe startle response. Even her three-year-old son's innocent hug would make her jump and startle. Despite being a mindfulness instructor, she couldn't regulate her nervous system because she'd never learned to create true safety first. The safety phase is about stabilization. learning to track our nervous system states and create micro moments of felt safety in our body. While this might sound simple, for those whose nervous system has been stuck in survival mode for years or decades, learning to feel safe even for 30 seconds can be hard, uncomfortable, and take a lot of work. The support phase of the essential sequence involves specific repair tools to address what is blocking our system from returning to a place of safety and the calm, alive state naturally. This will be where all of the repair tools come in. And it includes the biological repair, supporting the mitochondria, calming the brain inflammation, addressing gut dysfunction, as well as completing the somatic blocked protective responses and working with fragmented parts of ourselves that create self-beliefs that are deprecating and self-criticizing. The expansion phase of the essential sequence is where you finally get to build the life you want. But now, from a foundation of regulation rather than survival, you're no longer managing symptoms. You're growing beyond what you even thought was possible. When we follow this essential sequence and integrate mind, body, and biology approaches simultaneously, we can create profound change in our nervous system much faster than traditional therapy alone. The key is honoring your body's natural wisdom rather than trying to force change. Insight number 5, your biology can become your greatest ally. Here's what gives me the most hope. The same biology that has been holding trauma can also help heal it. Your nervous system has incredible plasticity, this ability to create new neural pathways at any age. Your cells can repair when given the right conditions. Your attachment patterns formed in your earliest years can be rewired through new experiences of safety and authentic connection. Even conditions like autoimmunity, chronic fatigue, and digestive issues, which, yes, often stem from stored trauma in the body, can improve dramatically and even reverse when we address all the levels that need repair. The statistics from the Adverse Childhood Experiences studies showed us the problem. Adverse childhood experiences increase the risk of chronic disease, autoimmunity, and early death. But what the study didn't show us was the solution, how to reverse these effects. I worked with a physician who had chronic pelvic pain and digestive issues that she'd never connected to childhood sexual abuse. For decades, she had just pushed through her symptoms, thinking strength meant ignoring her body's messages. When we addressed her gut health, calmed her brain inflammation, supported her mitochondria, did somatic self practices, and worked with the parts of her that were still stuck in those experiences of the unwelcome sexual abuse, something remarkable happened. Not only did her physical symptoms improve, but she discovered an emotional freedom she'd never known was possible. She'd never experienced authentic expression before. Every symptom, every reaction, every limitation has been your body's attempt to keep you safe based on what it learned was necessary for survival. When we shift from fighting our biology to working with it, everything changes. The most profound transformations I witness happen when people stop asking, "What's wrong with me?" and start asking, "What is my body trying to tell me?" Your symptoms are messengers. Your reactions are information. And your healing journey becomes a collaboration with the incredible wisdom your body has been holding all along. The trauma healing journey isn't just about recovery. It's about discovering who you can become when you're no longer held back by the past. Your body knows exactly how to heal, and we get to work with it. After you read this book, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you found most surprising or validating.
Meet the book that's challenging what we've known about trauma and the body. This book challenges conventional medical wisdom. Practitioners call it a breakthrough, and readers call it life-changing. Trauma is much more than a painful psychological wound. In impressive detail, this book explains how it all happens. This book reveals the science of how the body experiences trauma and how it's different from stress. It shows why the body holds on for years and decades, becoming biology and disease, even in those who don't think they have trauma.
When I adopted my son Miguel from the foster care system, evidence-based therapy wasn't helping. Love wasn't enough. and time wasn't healing. My search for answers led me on a journey that would ultimately lead me to discovering how much my body had a trauma burden, and I hadn't even known. It changed my career, led me to understanding the biology of trauma, and saved my life, helped me reverse my own trauma disease connections, my own autoimmunity, weight gain, and fatigue issues.
This book provides a scientifically rigorous explanation for conditions.
It has restored not only my health, but has rekindled a profound sense of hope, confidence, clarity, and energy from facing life's challenges that I hadn't believed was possible.
Your cells experience trauma too. You can't think, therapy, or supplement your way out when your cells and body systems are stuck in survival mode. When we know the science, we have the sequence. It gives us the principles for a path for a healing journey that helps us repair what has been broken.
The biology of trauma translates complex science into practical guidance. This book gives rigorous clinical science in guiding others to healing. The Biology of Trauma book, where trauma, the body, and healing finally meet and make sense. Out now.
I have not read a book in 10 years. This is the first book I've read in 10 years.
The healing journey is about discovering who we can become when we're no longer held back by the past.
I was reading it, I really felt like, it was like almost like a sadness that I didn't have this book 40 years ago, you know, that my younger self didn't have it.
I'll just say that you are as compelling a writer as you are an educator. I love it that you use your medical and biological expertise to use other resources, of course, as well, like kind of you are willing to do whatever it takes.
I have not read a book in 10 years. This is the first book I've read in 10 years. And I read it all three chapters, and I did not have a problem with it.
Well, kind of like, I don't know, what's the word, distillation of so much information that I needed.
What do you think of? What are you going through? What have you gone through?
I also felt so excited that so many people now will have access to this.
And, you know, I really love your story about working with Peter Levine because, you know, he's a real kind of like inspiration for me. And but the internal family systems piece was the new piece for me.
It brings a new meaning to why I'm coming into this. And also just practically, since I've been doing these courses, my life has improved so much. So it kind of explains why things are getting so much better.
It's very interesting in that being able to wake up in the morning and not think about healing, but rather think about living.
The healing journey can lead us to a fuller life than we even knew was possible.
You know, it's already helping me, even though I've done so much training with you. So, I'm excited to get it.
You use your own healing as the impetus, and so it naturally pulls others in to a level of hope and excitement and clear instructions.
It answered so many questions and so many kind of sticking points that I was having as I was going through this journey.
And I think there's something about, you know, the medical knowledge that gives you so much credibility.
Exciting to explore all the possibilities, like being open to the possibilities.
All the effort you put in, it really shows. It's beautiful and brilliant.
So I'm really excited to get the book as well. And I'm not at all nervous about anyone not liking the book that I've encouraged them to read.
One step at a time. We don't try to take all the steps on the staircase at the same time. It's one step at a time with deliberate intention.
I do love hearing from you, the listeners of this podcast, the readers of the book, those who enroll in my courses and practitioner training. I love to hear from you. Actually get inspired by what you have lived through.
push through, what you do now, and what is your next level of healing and regulation. So I really want to hear from you as you read this book. You can tag me on social media. LinkedIn and Instagram are great places to connect with me and share what resonates with you as you start reading the book. I am here to save you time and money by bringing you practical information that will help you accelerate the healing journey. I'm your host, Dr. Amy. Until next episode, lots of love.